Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the history of the world. Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know who I am, so there's no need for me to introduce myself. But I know that based on the episode title, you are ready for me to talk about what I need to talk about today. Becky Lynch is the new NXT Women's Champion. Quite frankly, something that I am rather shocked about. Now, I do have to confess that I'm not paying much attention to WWE much nowadays. So basically, I had to do a bit of research on what built up to this. But of course, I did follow Becky Lynch's rivalry with Trish Stratus, which of course recently just ended when they had that steel cage. The whole thing with Becky Lynch, you know, ever since, you know, one of the sources that I'm going to mention today feels exactly the same way I do, because I feel that ever since she returned from her 15-month hiatus, you know, when she was on maternity leave, when she gave birth, she just has not been the same. It's hard to explain. There you go. Some say she hasn't been the same. The character has just not been right, the booking, I mean, I guess the bottom line is, it's because there are so many, and I do mean so many unanswered questions that we just don't know exactly what has been going wrong. Now, granted, the matches with Bianca and Belair were spectacular, but, you know, and some people say that rivalry with Trish Stratus, I mean, obviously a lot of people didn't like it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I was surprised that Trish Stratus, came back and became, somewhat of a full-time performer, but, I mean, wasn't wrestling every week, but still, you know, coming back for what seemed to be a bit of a major storyline with Becky Lynch. But, honestly, in my case, the Becky Lynch that the persona that I loved the most was the one that she started when she came up on the main roster in 2015. The Becky Lynch, the last kicker, that's the persona that I truly adored the most. Now, you know, a Becky Two Belts I thought was pretty cool, but for me, the last kicker is my favorite persona for Becky Lynch. But, you know, I understand that they had to change her. They had to kind of, you know, move her up a little bit. So, you know, I get it. Will we ever see the last kicker persona again? I mean, well, you never know, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, I want to take a look at that source. Now, this is a source from Cage Side Seats as part of the SB Nation. Now, according to this writer, his name M. Gomez, I'm not sure what his first name is, in the title, he strongly insists that Becky Lynch, by winning the NXT Women's Championship, in his words, she has fallen from grace. Now, I did read the article, so basically I wanted to kind of get an understanding, because again, I felt that her winning the NXT Championship, again, never would have expected it, but then again, I've not done the best job in paying attention to, WWE programming very well, so. So he starts off by explaining that, and I quote, Becky Lynch's career hit a low on Tuesday, September 12th, after defeating Tiffany Stratton to win the NXT Women's Championship, unquote. And then he goes on to explain that, you know, how Becky Lynch, who of course we know as The Man, she went from, you know, she headlined WrestleMania, Becky Two Belts, and now all of a sudden out of nowhere she appears in NXT and then challenges for the title and then wins it. So, now, from what I understand, this is actually the first time that she's won the NXT Championship. I believe she's actually the fourth woman in WWE history to actually become a Grand Slam champion. I believe the other ones, I know two of them are Sasha Banks and Charlotte, but I'm not entirely sure. I think the third one has to be Bailey, if I'm correct. Let me know, for those of you listening on YouTube, watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments. And for those of you on Spotify or on Apple, if you're following me on Twitter, at Bearman of Texas, just TX, don't need to spell it out, let me know if I'm correct or not. But as far as I know, Becky Lynch is in fact a fourth women's Grand Slam champion, and I believe she joins the likes of Sasha Banks, who of course now is Mercedes Moné with New Japan, and also with Charlotte and Bayley. So I think, I mean, somebody, you know, something that's been on the main roster for a while, going back to NXT, is something that we've actually seen several times in the past year or so. I mean, back in January of this year, Jinder Mahal returned to NXT for the first time in 11 years, and he did actually challenge Bron Breakker for the NXT Championship, but he did not win the title. I believe when he returned, he actually he aligned himself with a group known as Indus Share, I believe, with Veer and Sangha. So I'm not sure. So basically, now Mahal, along with his group, I think that they've been on the Raw brand, I think, for a couple of months now. So seeing Jinder Mahal, you know, be at NXT and be part of a group and then challenge for the NXT title, you know, I said to myself that for Jinder Mahal to be sent back to NXT, I felt it could be a good thing or a bad thing because, you know, everybody's got their opinions on Jinder Mahal, but I'm never going to deny the talent that he is. He's a great wrestler. Now, his championship from 2017, obviously a lot of people got some opinions on it, but a lot of them are more negative than positive. But at the end of the day, for me, you know, and I've gotten a lot of crap for this, but I've actually defended Jinder Mahal many times. Now, do I think his championship reign could have been better? Absolutely, it was. But do I think he's the worst champion of all time? Absolutely not. No, Jinder Mahal earned that accolade. I mean, for so long he did everything that he was told to by creative. You know, even being a jobber. You know, being part of 3MB. You know, the man that comes in peace. You know, the bottom line is Jinder Mahal worked. He worked very hard. He learned. He listened. He grinded. You know, it all paid off. So he paid his dues, and I think to put it all together, he paid his dues. So Jinder Mahal is somebody that I have a ton of respect for because everything that because his career, and of course, when he was released in 2015 and then came back, you know, of course, you know, that his physique changed and everything. So Jinder Mahal, basically, it's been quite a journey for him with WWE. A lot of ups and a lot of downs, but anyway. So, again, I felt like, you know, for Jinder Mahal, this would be an experiment. I mean, you know, of course, recently Baron Corbin returned to NXT, you know, and I think briefly brought back the Lone Wolf character, unsuccessfully challenged for the NXT Championship, and then did a couple of vignettes where he burned certain artifacts from his previous gimmicks. I mean, he burned the Lone Wolf vest, he burned his crown from when he was King of the Ring. He burned, you know, the Happy Corbin t-shirt and everything, so as far as Baron Corbin goes, I mean, again, you know, I really feel like, as far as Baron Corbin goes, I really feel like this is WWE's last chance once and for all to finally do it right with Baron Corbin, because Baron Corbin's mic skills, his wrestling ability, it's all tremendous, but I just don't understand why WWE has just not been able to do it right. I mean, you know, when he won the Money in the Bank contract back in 2017, and then the way he failed the cash in, I mean, yeah, well, that all speaks for itself. So anyway, so now back to Becky Lynch. I kind of feel like I basically got way off topic for way too long, so I deeply apologize. So as far as I'm concerned for Becky Lynch, I mean, this may be the same thing they're hoping to do with Jinder Mahal and Baron Corbin, but, you know, but they actually put the belt on Becky Lynch, so but, you know, how this particular, you know, writer, Mr. Gomez, I like to call him by name, the way how he just describes the situation, I mean, he seems to be extremely, you know, dumbfounded by it, you know, but honestly, I am too. So, he explains that he honestly believes, I mean, okay, so he basically says that, you know, NXT is basically looking to secure a couple of TV rights deals because I think some of their deals are coming up soon. If you look at Becky Lynch, I mean, she kind of seems I mean, I don't know how to basically like that, but I guess, you know, if she was willing to go back to NXT, then clearly it shows how much of a of a company employee and loyal employee she is, and I'm sure she would love to go work with some of NXT's talent. So, but honestly, he sticks to his guns when he believes that Becky Lynch has fallen from grace. So, you know, and again, I like how he basically explains that despite her serious popularity, he basically feels the same way. Like, he explains that her character has not been the same since she returned from the 15-month maternity leave hiatus. So, yeah, and I think, you know, when she won the SmackDown Women's Championship and then as a face and then immediately turned heel, I mean, you know, that's what I felt was good, because as great as Becky Lynch is as a babyface, I prefer Becky Lynch as the heel. But now you kind of ask yourself, but you liked it when she was the Last Kicker. I'm like, well, as a babyface under the Last Kicker persona, made sense. But, you know, as Becky Lynch with the man kind of thing, I feel like, you know, her being a heel is even better. I mean, the man, or, you know, big time Bex, or whichever one it was. I mean, her as a heel makes more sense. So, now, I don't exactly, like, I did not watch the match with Tiffany Stratton. Now, Tiffany Stratton did actually put up something on Twitter about it, so I strongly recommend that you check it out. But according to this, you know, a lot of times, you know, as big time Bex, yeah, he mentions how the audience wasn't even invested in it. I mean, I wasn't, so right now, honestly, as far as Becky Lynch goes, now, I according to this source right here from Ringside News, now, basically, this kind of reveals what WWE's plans are for her moving forward. According to this, honestly, it mentions how the NXT brand, you know, is looking to build their show back up because the television rights are actually going to be expiring pretty soon. So, basically, this doesn't seem to be, like, something short-term. I mean, from what I understand, it says that WWE Creative and Booking is planning to actually continue to have Becky Lynch be NXT Women's Champion for quite some time. So, now, I'm sure, now, because, you know, of course, you know, Dominic Mysterio is another one of the main roster guys who's actually holding a title that's exclusive to the NXT roster. So I kind of feel like right now they're really trying to kind of keep NXT going, because from what I understand, NXT is kind of beginning to wane a little bit and getting stale. This is just what I'm told from some wrestling fans that actually pay a whole lot more attention to WWE than I do, especially with the NXT brand. So, of course, right now, you know, recently with WWE, you know, with all the big changes and everything, you know, involving Vince McMahon, the ownership and everything, so, there's really not much to say. I mean, right now, honestly, some people will say that this is a serious and huge mistake. I kind of feel like it's still too early to say whether this is a good move or a bad move, because we have to see how the whole thing plays out, how the whole experiment plays out. So, now, I'm glad that the Wrestling Observer actually, you know, basically, how they start by saying how Lynch won a title that she never held during her first run in NXT, and I kind of feel like, yeah, I feel like Becky Lynch not being NXT champion during her run, you know, back, you know, before she came on the main roster, I kind of felt like that was a serious mistake. I feel like, you know, if Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and Bayley had the titles put on them, I felt that Becky Lynch definitely should have had the NXT Women's Championship put on her, you know, during that time, but it kind of seems to me that the build up to the match, according to the Wrestling Observer, actually started several weeks ago. I think when Tiffany Stratton, from what I understand, she cut a promo and she mentioned Lynch, like she was doing a promo, like mentioning like all these lists of former champions, and of course Becky Lynch had not won the title. So basically, in a later segment, I think that she apologized for saying that Lynch was a former champion. So I kind of feel like this is an NXT talent, you know, taking a shot at a former NXT talent that's been doing great things on the main roster. So clearly, this is kind of like, you know, like somebody on NXT right now, you know, picking on somebody that's been around for so long, that's paved the way a lot for women's wrestling, of course, the Women's Revolution in 2015. So I kind of feel like, you know, in some way, yeah, this has been built now. I did not see the match between Becky Lynch and Tiffany Stratton, but I have looked at basically how the finish went, and I kind of feel like, well, I really felt like the finish could have been different. Now, I'm not going to talk about it right here because, you know, again, I'm just kind of pointing out these different theories in my opinion. But for the time being, I don't know what to expect out of this. I'm only hoping for the best for Becky Lynch because Becky Lynch is an absolute huge name. I mean, again, her popularity is beyond through the roof. She's well-loved and admired and adored by the WWE Universe, but also from the whole entire wrestling fan base, period. You know, it kind of just seems that, yeah, again, once she returned in, you know, almost, you know, a little over 2 years ago from that maternity leave hiatus, the man, Becky Lynch, she just hasn't been, it just has not felt quite right. And again, it's hard to explain, especially for me, because there's too many unanswered questions, there are too many what-ifs. So, really, honestly, I'm just hoping that this truly works out for Becky Lynch, for the talent that she works with, for the sake of the show, for the sake of the company, for the sake of, you know, for the sake of everything. I mean, for the sake of pro wrestling, for that matter. So, because I feel like Becky Lynch is such a tremendous talent that messing up with her is something that WWE may never recover from, especially if they mess up even more. So they got to get it right. The same thing goes with Baron Corbin too. So, but you know, honestly, all I can say is we'll have to wait and see. There's really nothing else to be done. I mean, whatever happens, I'll believe it when I see it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos, as you know, is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and of course, YouTube. Please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button, and please be sure that you hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. One more thing. Do you know somebody, do you have a friend or a family member that loves professional wrestling, and they are looking for a great pro wrestling podcast to listen to? Well, please do me this favor as well. Have them subscribe to this show because I promise you, no, I guarantee to you that if they listen to this show, that they will absolutely love it and they will not be disappointed. That, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, again, no, I guarantee to you. Thank you very, very much, y'all. Have a good one, and God bless.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.